Normally in a SWAT standoff, canines are equipped with a bulletproof vest. But Unified Police Lieutenant Lex Bell says this didn't become a SWAT standoff until after shots were fired. They were originally just serving an arrest warrant on suspect David Anderson.
I understand that where this bullet entered the dog, the vest probably wouldn't have stopped it anyway.
Bell says there are some downsides to dogs wearing those vests. They limit the dog's mobility, they're hot, and they've been known to get the animal snagged on certain objects.
And it gives a bad guy, or, you know, a suspect, a handle to get a hold of that dog.
Bell says they have an account at Mountain America Credit Union where people can donate to their canine program. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.